Good morning. It's Sonoma Spotlight Time. I'm Bruce Robinson, filling in for Roland Giacopetti today and talking with Dan Earle. He's the director of the Santa Rosa Symphonic Chorus, which has a little bit of an unusual event coming up. Tell us about it. It's a George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin portrait.
Well, for the last few years, we've had a need to raise funds to support some of our other works in terms of orchestral members or accompaniment. And so we've picked music, or I've picked music that is really different than what a symphonic chorus would normally do. It's lighter. It's fun for both the audience and the performers to have just a different style of music of which to spend some time with.
It's sort of a vocal pops concert,
right? Right. That's a very good way of saying it. However, it's you know, we did Cole Porter and we did Broadway tunes, and of course, doing Gershwin is doing Broadway tunes.
Sure.
The last few years we've actually focused on a certain composer, and this year is George Gershwin.
So are these choral arrangements in some cases?
Well, we have, you know, there are several medleys out there by different arrangers. This one happens to be Mack Huff's arrangement of a Gershwin portrait, it's entitled. And so, you know, there are a lot of tunes in it, some of which are not very familiar to us, because of our age, but then some that are, you know, extremely familiar. But that being said, Gershwin had such a wealth of literature that you can't hit all of those songs. So we have a number of soloists that in between our little sets, they will also be entertaining our audience.
I should mention this is coming up on Sunday, March 30th. It's in the afternoon at 3 o'clock and is happening at the Glazer Center over on Mendocino Avenue. And this is, in fact, sort of a building block to a bigger, more ambitious program?
Well, let's say a more traditional program for us. We'll be doing a program of Morten Lordson and doing specifically his Lux Aeterna, which is a gorgeous piece, but it really deserves an orchestra. So the monies raised here will help provide that orchestra for us.
Sounds like a pretty interesting contrast in styles for the chorus to be working on this.
It is a real difference, you know, but one that they enjoy. You know, variety is a spice of life, I guess.
I've heard it said. So how many are you, and how many subsets do you break out in something like this?
I had auditions just last night, and I have probably 12 to 14 different solo pieces that will be sung by different voices, and we'll sandwich, well, between that we will do three different sets of medley by Gershwin, or of Gershwin.
Having fun with it?
Oh, yes. You know, it's one of those things, you have X number of rehearsals and you've got to, you know, get ready for this. For instance, we have to get ready for our festival, which is, well, by the time this airs, it will have been happened. And then the Gershwin, and then the Morten Lordson program.
So to recap, this is coming up. It's called A Gershwin Portrait. That's actually one of the titles as well as the label we've put on the whole event, The Music of George and Ira Gershwin. Ira didn't actually write anything but the words, though, did he?
Right. He was the lyricist.
Coming up Sunday, March 30th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Glazer Center. It is a fundraiser for the Santa Rosa Symphonic Chorus. Tickets $25 per person to fund a full orchestra on the next go-round.
That's right.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Hope you can all be out there. Dan Earle, thanks very much for being
with
us.
Well, thank you.
This has been Sonoma Spotlight. Bruce Robinson here, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti. Have a great day.